morning. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, November the 23rd, and this is Morning Ireland with David Hanley and Richard Crowley. The news headlines. The Taoiseach has briefed President Clinton on the continuing deadlock in the peace process. The White House has announced that the US President's visit here will be curtailed. The Bosnian Serb leadership is expected to give its formal response later today to the Balkan peace deal. And Gloucester police are likely to issue more details about 9 missing women who may have had a connection with Rosemary and Fred West. Now the news in detail from Emer O'Kelly.
The Taoiseach and President Clinton have had telephone discussions about the deadlock in the peace process as the prospects for an Anglo-Irish summit in advance of Mr. Clinton's visit here continue to recede. The call was initiated by Mr. Bruton to brief the President on the continuing contacts between Dublin and London and in particular on the impasse over the issue of arms decommissioning. Earlier, the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister were also in telephone contact. Our political editor, Donal Kelly.
Mr. Bruton's discussions with President Clinton came as the continuing efforts to revive the stalled peace process failed to break the deadlock over the decommissioning of paramilitary arms. It followed an earlier telephone conversation between the Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister, during which it's believed Mr. Bruton expressed annoyance over Sir Patrick Mayhew's reiteration yesterday that some arms must be handed up before Sinn Féin can take part in talks. A government spokesman said the Taoiseach had briefed the US President on the latest developments in the peace process. Mr. Clinton, he said, was very well informed and would continue to see how he could help in resolving the remaining issues. The flurry of activity involving Dublin, London and Washington is a clear indication that the efforts to kick-start the peace process in advance of Mr. Clinton's visit have reached a critical juncture. With London apparently refusing to budge from its position on IRA arms, the Taoiseach used a TV interview to warn that if the proposed international body couldn't deal with the issue, then the so-called twin-track approach as a way forward would be a waste of time.
The White House has announced that President Clinton will leave Ireland one day earlier than scheduled. This will allow Mr. Clinton to return home from his European tour in time to deliver a major television address outlining the need to deploy American troops in Bosnia. However, Mr. Clinton will fulfil all his major engagements during his visits to Dublin and Belfast, but will not now be travelling to the southwest. Meanwhile, a senior White House official has played down expectations of a major diplomatic breakthrough on the peace process during Mr. Clinton's trip. The United Nations Security Council has voted unanimously to suspend economic sanctions against Serbia and Montenegro. The lifting of sanctions is one of the key elements of the Bosnian peace agreement. The Security Council also agreed to a phased lifting of the arms embargo on the former Yugoslavia over the next 6 months. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mrs. Madeleine Albright, said the sanctions could be reimposed if the Serbs fail to abide by the peace accord.
After the siege of Sarajevo, the marketplace shelling, the years of ethnic cleansing, and the unforgivable savagery at Srebrenica, the world has had enough of Bosnian Serb arrogance and brutality.
The Bosnian Serb leader, Radovan Karadzic, is expected to give his formal response to the peace agreement later today. However, Dr. Karadzic has already signalled his dislike of the deal negotiated on his people's behalf. He said no one had the right to give up land that people had died for. Police in Britain are expected to give more details today about 9 missing women who may have stayed with Rosemary and Fred West at their Cromwell Street home in Gloucester. The police have emphasised they've no evidence that the 9 women were also victims, but officers want to make sure that they're safe. Yesterday, Mrs. West was jailed for life for murdering 10 women and girls, including her daughter, her stepdaughter, and an 18-year-old pregnant lodger at their home. Passing sentence at the end of her trial, the judge at Winchester Crown Court said Mrs. West should never be released. The former stock market trader Nick Leeson is due to arrive in Singapore this morning to face fraud and forgery charges following the collapse of Barings Bank. Mr. Leeson is accompanied by his wife. He was extradited from Germany, where he's been held in prison for 8 months. A search is being resumed this morning for a 17-year-old boy who's believed to have fallen into the Shannon estuary near Ballybunion. He was last seen by a neighbour at about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Last night, the Shannon-based Marine Rescue Helicopter and Cliff and Coast Rescue teams from Glenderry and Ballybunion took part in the search. Gardaí say the state pathologist is due to examine a site at Chapel Izzard in Dublin this morning where a badly decomposed body has been found. The body, discovered by local youths yesterday afternoon, is believed to be that of a man. There was one winning ticket in the midweek lotto jackpot worth almost £1.5 million. The ticket was bought in Dublin. The numbers were 4, 12, 17, 18, 23 and 29. The bonus number was 9. And the weather forecast, mainly dry at first with some sunshine in places, but most areas cloudy. Rain reaching the west coast later and extending eastwards across all parts during the afternoon and evening. Mild and windy with highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest to south winds will reach gale force at times today on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Errishead to Fairhead. That's the news and weather. The time is 5.5 minutes past eight. And here with what it says in the papers is Kevin O'Connor.
On the day before something over 2.5 million get to make their referendum vote, the front pages of most papers and many inside pages review the campaign with summation comment and some little humour from the cartoonists. Yesterday's paper intervention makes most front pages in tandem with final urgings from the pro and anti groups. Taoiseach appeals for yes to usher in tolerant societies, how the Times rounds up the day, with a subhead that says, pray for marriage, urges Pope. That's beside a large picture of Judge Rory O'Hanlon sipping a glass of water at the No campaign conference. Leaders urge yes as Pope steps in, headlines the Independent in a variation of a song title, while the Star takes reaction to the papal comments further and quotes Senator David Norris as taking offence at what he describes as interference of a head of state in the affairs of another country. Progressive Democrat TD Helen Keogh takes a similar line, saying this is a civil matter, it's not appropriate for the Pope to intervene. Quite how civil the debate was between the protagonists occupies the attention of The Leader in the Leader. That's the weekly paper published by former press journalists, noting that the highly personalised